Blog Talk Radio. everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I'm going to take it that I'm actually hearing you guys all saying, hey, we're doing good. We've got a lot of callers in the queue, so everybody be patient. We'll get to you guys. We're going to be focusing on Atlantis and the idea how it actually has changed the world. Not just the idea of Atlantis itself, but just the name itself. We have a lot of resorts out there with the freaking name Atlantis, and people have a tendency to flock to these places. So it's kind of a funny way of looking at how Atlantis has affected the society up to this day. So if you got any comments, Brian, we're also going to let's take a deep breath and start over again. We're going to be doing a readings as well. Got my angel cards here, so if you got your questions ready, we'll get you the answers as quick as possible. Also, if you want to call in, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. Go over some information to it. I also do private readings as well. So if you want to get a private reading, which is really good for a lot of people who have some really private issues here when they come to the show, we can actually take you to a private setting. All you got to do is give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or you can actually visit us in Manitou Springs, Colorado at 946.5 Manitou Avenue. It's actually, we have a shop called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. It's right across from Mushroom Mondays. And right next to the, what is that? The Flying Eagle T-shirt shop. So if you want to get a private reading, anyone in person, please visit us. It'd be a great thing to do. Also, if you want to visit me at my website, that's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also have a co-host with us tonight, which we haven't had really one for a while. We had one last week, but he was just really, sometimes when we do the show, it's just the ideal personalities and fitting and that kind of thing going on. So we have Christina, your name is, last name is Larson, right?
Yes.
Is she? Oh, speak up. Let us hear you.
I just said yes. Didn't you hear me?
Yes, I did. But what happened was I heard the first part, and then the last part kind of faded. So I was just wondering if it was. Sometimes I'm just saying that part.
Okay. Well, like I said, my connection's a little iffy, so you might lose me in and out.
Okay, no problem. So how do you feel? Sometimes people feel intimidated.
How do I feel?
Yeah.
I'm feeling old because I swear I have volume turned up on this thing and it's still hard to hear.
No problem.
I think I put the volume too high when I listen to my iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just sort of deal with the situation. We understand your connection, that kind of stuff. So if I have to repeat something, I'll just repeat it. So just realize you faded in somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the situation going on, that kind of stuff? I know we're going to be talking about relationships tonight because it's the big thing we do here. So who's
okay.
Christina? Can you give something to the audience to get some kind of insights on who you are?
Who I am?
You know, like
I'm still figuring that out. No, I am just an adventurer. I like to do whatever comes my way. I don't say no to anything. I say yes to whatever opportunities because you never know where they lead. And they've led to some pretty interesting places. So I'm always up for the next great experience.
So am I. Hmm. I also had some additional information, and I could have swore I put it right here, and now I can't find it. There we go.
Additional information on me?
No. I wouldn't put you on the spot.
Okay, I was going to say. Wait a minute.
Okay. No, I would not do that to you.
I thought you were joking about that FBI connection.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, as we go through this, through callers, if you have any kind of insights or any impressions, just tell them. It's just as easy as that. Some people get on the show and they're going, okay.
I may sound like I'm a 12-year-old girl, but I'm in my 30s, so don't let that scare you.
Yes, trust me, I know her. She's definitely not a 12-year-old girl. Let's see. All the information I was going to give out was the idea if you want to sit there and check out some meditational CDs, there's a couple of companies I actually recommend very highly because I've actually used these CDs myself. The first company is, if we can find the information correctly to give it out. I wish I had some music right now. Let's see. It's always trying to find the right page. Okay, here we go. All right. Did I find it? Okay, let's find it here. There's so much scribbling on this thing. Where is the freaking information? Well, we got brain sync. I know it's here. Here we go.
You need an intern.
There's a company out there called BrainSync, and all you got to do is check them out. So these are actually subliminal CDs, and the technology's changed quite a bit from the 70s, and this is really good stuff. I've actually used these and saw some really fantastic changes in my life and the idea of perception and attracting things into my life. That's you go to www.brainsync.com, and you can actually either buy the CDs or you can – they have these MP3 downloads. If you want to call them directly and get some information, just call 1-800-444-SYNC or 1-800-444-7962. And if you don't want to do an 800 number, next you can call them straight through at 544-480-7870. And I'm trying to find the one on HemiSyncs because I've actually used those quite a bit. It's a different technology, too. Where are you? Because I was looking for the 800 number. Okay, what you do is you can, HemiSync CDs is the HemiSync technology. What it does is it's like you hear music, but there's a tone underneath the music. When your brain hears this tone, it actually enables both hemispheres of your brain to work together, which will give you intense concentration and focus. And then they have certain subliminal CDs that you also use too at the same time. Technology just gives you a deeper connection and quicker results. So go to www.hemisync.com. Again, that's www.hemi-sync.com. We actually came up with a commercial. He was like, guy pulls up to a truck and he hears the CD and he goes, is that a Hemi? Yeah. Sweet. Anyway, that was one of our commercials. We thought it was good at the time. Makes you think. You've seen that commercial, I think, oh, no, I can't remember who it is, Ford. And they got a Hemi truck and the guy pulls up and says that to him. He says, hey, is that a Hemi? Yeah. Sweet. So we came up with the same thing for HemiSync CDs. Where's the 800? Oh, here we go. If you want to call them at 1-800-541-24, what is that? 88. That's in the U.S. and Canada. If you want to call them straight through, that's 434-263-8692. Also go to www.hemi-sync.com. They also have the same thing. They got CDs. And actually, I got a thing going on, too, where you buy 3 CDs and you get the 4th one for free. They also got the downloads, too, and the downloads are almost like half off on the price if you buy the CD. So you should think about that because if you use the MP3 downloads, you can use them right away. And actually, I recommend that doing anyway because you want to get the best results quickly. If you want to get a reading tonight, just give us a call at 800 numbers, 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. Also with the brain sync, I'll give that to you real quick too again. It's www.brainsync.com. Why do I have such a hard time finding that number? And the number is, it's almost like I'm playing the lottery, and the number is 36. Bingo. Where is it? I just had it, too. My writing is hiding from me. Have you ever used any kind of CDs or any kind of subliminal messages, that kind of thing, Christina?
No, I haven't, because most of my understanding with that has been people who like trying to lose weight or to stop smoking and... I didn't smoke, and I'm good on the weight thing, so I figured I wasn't in the right demographic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was actually, I was going to read an article about a guy who didn't believe in these things, but the article was written back in 1986. He felt like you could listen to the CDs and listen to some of the little stuff, but it was only good enough as long as you kept on listening to it. And I haven't had that kind of result. I've actually listened to a lot of them. There's one I was listening to on, you can get them subliminal meditations on Amazon. They're like 60 minutes. Sometimes they're like an hour and a half meditations. And each one only costs 99 cents a piece. And I was actually using the one where you focus more on your right side of your brain. And I started noticing a lot of things differently when I was actually using both of my hands at the same time. Just happened to notice the whole thing. So I feel like they really work. And I don't listen to them all the time. I listen to it for a period of like 8 weeks, and then after that, I haven't listened to them. Huh? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said I needed that when I was learning to play piano.
Yeah, I actually got a couple of those. Learned how to play guitar, learned how to play piano, and really improved a lot, too. Now I actually got to go buy a piano and a guitar. But I think I'll wait until I move. I didn't want to get one of those electric pianos or something.
I found the volume. I can hear you. I'm sorry. I finally found the volume on my head. I can finally hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I was pressing it to my head and going, what'd you say? But I finally found the volume. Woohoo! Sorry.
She's happy. Okay.
Yay! Jamie.
Yeah. No, we're going to sit there talking, because most of what we're going to be talking about tonight, because I can just feel it, it's going to be about relationships, and it's the idea of focusing on really making some differences to everybody's listening tonight, and the idea of what you want to do, where you want to be at. Don't think about what you don't want to do and where you don't want to be at, because if you start focusing on the first part about what you really want, where you really want to be at, and how focusing on happiness, then that's what's going to happen, so therefore you'll be away from those things without just not really doing anything, except focusing on the positive, of course. And if you got any comments about Atlantis, I feel like Atlantis is a fascinating thing because there's a lot of research on it. And a lot of people, I think the one thing that fascinates me the most is the idea of these people and their freaking egos. You got five people think they found Atlantis in five different places, and I think they're all right. Because I feel like Atlantis was a whole lot huger than we think. So it's possible to have, like, Roman Empire was huge, had outposts and all kinds of good stuff that we're still discovering. So, you know, with Atlantis, it could be the same thing. Because a lot of cultures and civilizations and the way they're structured are based basically on Atlantean technology anyway. So on that note, I guess we should get to the callers, because we only got, there's a good number. I like this. It's an hour and 11 minutes. So we saw 111, so make a wish. What do you want? Because 11, actually 111 is actually a good manifestation number, and even 11. You see 1111s, really focus on exactly what you want, because it's supposedly what's going on in the vortex just opened up a positive energy. So therefore, make it happen. Let's go to our first caller, which is area code. Okay, let's do it again. Click on the button. Area code 978. You're on the show. Welcome. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Kathleen. I'm from Massachusetts. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say hello, Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me all right? I know you had problems earlier.
I can hear everybody perfectly now.
Okay. I never called into this show. So I'm not sure of the protocol here, but can I ask a question about a relationship? Is that?
That's it. Yes,
okay.
Right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Perfectly okay.
Okay. There's a gentleman that I'm very much interested in, and there's a seven-year difference, him being 7 years younger, mm-hmm. and his wife passed away, his second wife passed away, and I find that he comes closer and then he backs away. He comes close, he backs away. We talk on the phone, we don't. He's come to my house 3 times, and it's a 2-hour drive. Do you see this going anywhere, or I don't know what to make of it, and I'm really interested in him because he makes me laugh, I make him laugh, and there's a good connection, but the consistency isn't there.
Mm-hmm. You know, the consistency is also based on your expectations of what you want this to be. I get the impression that, I'm not saying you're not communicating enough, but I think that's more focusing on some really straightforwardness with him. I mean, I understand the situation, because it seems like there's a little bit of fear about speaking one's mind, you, because you feel like with the backing off and that kind of stuff, you might,
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I don't understand. That I have fear?
Yeah.
Of him backing up?
Well, see, the thing is, you... I'm trying to figure this out, hold on. Okay, what I was...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been over to his place?
No, it's a two-hour drive, and I get panic attacks. And his wife did in September.
Uh-huh. So he always comes to you instead of you going there. Okay.
Yeah, it's only been, and we were in contact with each other even before his wife had passed, but we never met. We talked on a chat line, and I had every right to be on it because I'd been divorced 16 years, but he was still married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you have panic attacks. That's why you haven't gone over to his place.
Yeah, nor was I invited, but I will not drive 2 hours and not know where I'm going, because I really do get panic attacks driving where I don't know where I'm going. I have a certain radius I can go, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's that fear you were talking about, Donnie.
Yeah. It's kind of baffling sometimes. I'm just saying that there's another fear that since he's done the backing off kind of thing, that sometimes you don't speak, you're complete, you're not being completely frank with him, because there's certain things that you want to ask him because you want the answers to him. And I feel like he should get the answers no matter if he backs off or not, because I feel like the relationship is going to go somewhere, but I just felt like there needs to be more.
You
really
think so? Really?
Yeah. I
because
do.
You know what? Okay, go ahead. Keep going, because I'm going to tell you what I did tonight.
Okay, I'm just saying what the situation is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I know.
I'm just saying what the situation I see.
The other woman here. I know. It's never good.
No, go ahead, honey. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Donnie.
That's okay. I'll get over it. But... I'm taking a deep breath on the whole thing. I'm just saying with the situation, I do see it going somewhere. The fear is basically, the fear is like blinders. And you're not, you're starting, because when you first have this connection going on, you're very, very open-minded about it, and you can see it really going somewhere. Now you don't. And I get the impression it still will. So tell us what you did. I'm kind of curious now.
Okay. Because I really believe this is true, and I've been told by other psychics, and I believe it. I think he feels some guilt. I called him tonight, and I called him yesterday and the day before. He didn't return my call. And I said, okay. So tonight I laid it on the line, and I left him a message. I said, you know what? I said, this is the way I feel, why you're not calling me. First of all, I think you feel some guilt, because there was chemistry, even though we didn't meet before your wife passed a year ago. I said, also, you've been over my house a couple of times. I really believe that you have feelings for me, but you're not going to let me know because of the guilt. And you do have issues going on because of all that's happened with your wife and the stepchildren. But I just want to let you know that I am here for you, but I believe you have more feelings for me than what you're really letting on. That's the story. And I'm sticking to it.
Okay. So you're saying you talked to him?
I left a message. No, he didn't. He's not picking up.
I see. I get the impression that's how would you put this? It's the ideal of looking at that situation going, you left a message, and I would wait until he responds.
What do you think his feelings are with the message I left?
Actually, from what I can pick up with the situation, I keep getting he's pondering about it. From my impression, from what I'm being told, that's somewhat right. A little bit of guilt and that kind of stuff. But I really don't feel like it's the thing that's pulling him back.
Well, what do you think's pulling him back, hon?
I get the impression it is connected to his wife who passed over, but I get the impression it's mixed. How do we put this? It's like mixed messages he's getting. I get the impression
from me?
No. I get it from his wife. His wife is giving him insight and prompting him to go on, to move forward. He's misinterpreting it because he feels her.
You know what's a funny thing I have to tell you both is that he was married twice. The first wife was Kathleen. The one who passed was Anne, but they called her Annie. My name is Kathleen Ann. Isn't that kind of weird?
Well, with the things I've seen before with synchronicity and certain things that come into play, yeah. I wouldn't say it's weird. It's just the idea of who he is and the idea of the attraction, the connection, and that kind of stuff between the two of you. Because you got connected before she passed over, and it was almost like the ideal when we look at soulmates and just soul connections. I mean, I don't want to use the words because I think that things blow out of proportion. But I just felt like it was the souls basically picking up on the ideal of a transition. So you guys connected before she passed over, but it was something that was destined to happen anyway. I don't think it's him looking for something. I think he was as amazed as everybody else and all concerned in the situation when it happened. And the idea, I don't believe in coincidences, but the ideal situation between the two of you, there's been a lot of connections in past lives too, so. And it's
so
one of those things. Go ahead.
Do you think, what do you see, what do you feel, or Christina, happening down the road? Do you think I should, I don't know, I mean, do you see a future for us, or should I say, forget it?
Did you say how long ago his wife died?
September, but he was on a chat line that I was on even a year before she passed. But we never met because we knew it wasn't the right thing.
She'd been sick for a while, you mean?
No, she went I think she was sick for a while, maybe never really let on, but she went so quick. One night, she goes, I'm sick, I don't feel good. 2 days later, she's dead.
Okay. All right. Well, you did, by leaving him that message, saying what you felt you needed to say there, I feel you did the right thing, and I honestly would not call him again, not message him again, nothing,
right,
until he responds. Because he's in a situation now that I mean, not knowing how long he was married, he probably is doing what anybody does who all of a sudden has freedom that they weren't prepared for, and he just doesn't know how to juggle everything correctly. So between his kids and,
well, he has one child, but his stepchildren are causing a lot of problems. They want the house. He wants the house. But
they want this and they want that, and they're causing issues.
You're breaking up a bit. But bottom line, both of you, can I get your final thought on this? Do you think... I've been divorced for 16 years, to have this turn into a real serious relationship. And I'd like to get both of your takes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my take is you did the only thing you told them what you expected. You told them what you thought he was going, what was going on, and you said your piece. So
yeah.
I would go about your life now, and if he contacts you again and say, hey, you know, you're right, this is what's going on, and I completely agree, and you're then you know you both are on the same page. But I wouldn't keep trying to get a hold of him. I would just
okay.
Get the ball in his mouth.
All right. And can I have your opinion also?
On me?
Yeah. What do you think?
Okay, well, I agree with her. But at the same time, you're asking the question, do I see a future here? And I keep getting yes, there is a future here. But it's also based on staying on your ground until he communicates with you.
Okay, so just hang in there until he communicates with me.
Yeah, because I feel like if you communicate anytime soon before he does, that's when he's going to pull back.
I'm sorry, if I communicate, the connection's poor.
If you communicate before he communicates with what you've already put out there, it will push things back.
Oh, okay, so just hold on and wait for him. But do you have an idea as to when he will contact me if he wants to respond?
I get 4 days.
4 days? And is he going to be a piss head? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, God. I haven't used that since I was a kid. Is he going to be like, well, why did you call me and leave a message like that?
Well, has he done that before? I mean,
oh, my God, he did. New Year's Eve.
Oh, Lord.
He pulled a fast one on me. And he thinks I'm stupid, but I'm far from it. And the thing is, we were debating whether to get together Saturday before New Year's Eve or New Year's Eve. So it wasn't the Saturday. So New Year's Eve, we were talking about him coming over here. And so then anyway, I didn't hear from him. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to know what's going on tonight. So I had called, and I had called. He didn't answer. And then I called, and some girl answered the phone. And to me, it was so fake. She goes, oh, hi, are you Kathleen? I said, yes. This is Chelsea, his niece. He had a gum infection, and he had to go to the emergency room. So he asked me if I would answer his calls. And I'm thinking, all right, is he stupid or what? Who doesn't take their phone to the emergency room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not dumb as dirt, and I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. So, you know, he's 7 years younger, so maybe that's the difference here. But anyway, I said, all right, and I really meant this because he calls us friends. We're friends with benefits, if you know what I mean, when he comes over. Although we haven't had, I'm going to be blunt, intercourse. But everything else, but, okay.
Yeah, that's the reason, benefits.
What, hon?
Hence the reason why it's called benefits.
Yeah. And so anyway, I did call the hospital, the only hospital around his area, and I knew the name of the hospital because I looked up his wife's obituary, and I called. He wasn't there, and so I left him a message, and I said, I tried calling the hospital, but you weren't there. So hours went by. And he called me, I can't believe you would check up on me and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, you said we're friends, I said, that's what friends do, is to see if they're okay if they're in a hospital. And I would hope that if that were me, you would do it for me also. I said, I'm just going by what your niece told me, that you went to the emergency room. And he said to me, well, I didn't. I called the doctor, and I went and got an antibiotic at the drugstore. Now I'm thinking, again, you're full of shit, because doctors just don't call in antibiotics. You have to see them
first.
No,
they have to see you first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what the hell is that stuff all about?
Unless it's something he's had before, but... It's a reoccurring issue with him.
That's interesting.
Which then you really want to just walk away.
Yeah, I don't know. And I, when we're together, we laugh. We have fun. We have a couple of glasses of wine. We smoke a joint. We have a blast. We laugh, you know, and it's like, what do you do? No, we have a lot of fun. And it's, and I never smoked a joint until him. And I'm 56.
Well, peer pressure.
I know. I was such a goody two-shoes always.
Yeah.
That's all right. Dottie lives in Colorado. He's not offended.
Oh, yeah. It's legal there now, huh?
Yeah, she was saying yesterday, and all we could smell up and down the street.
Really?
So we had some other laws passed, too, that were getting more legal in the idea of even selling it the way they're doing it here. So that's all I could smell yesterday. I was like, man, you could just smell pot everywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody was hiding anything. I'm
you can
scared.
Probably get high off just off the fumes, right?
Yeah, that's what people were telling me. So don't you smoke? I said, I don't have to. I just sit around and get a contact, but I don't get it.
Just take a whiff.
That would explain why he fell when he was talking to me.
But you know, the thing is, I never did until him, because that's one thing he'll do on a Saturday night, because he's not working the next day. And it's like, he goes, do you mind if I have a joint? And Jesus Christ, we were laughing our asses off. We were having a blast. You know, a couple of glasses of wine, a few hits.
Mm-hmm.
But there's such an attraction. So you think it's going to go somewhere?
I do. And speaking of going somewhere, we're about to go to some of the callers. But, yeah, my final line on this whole thing is I keep getting over it. It's going to go somewhere. It's just the idea of don't expect him to change or do anything differently. Just, you know, just basically accepting for who he is. And it works out what it is in the long run. It's just, it's really based on not contacting him until he contacts you.
Okay, you think it's about 4 days?
Right now I get 4 days, but the more you stick to your guns, because right now they're saying that you're not going to be able to do it. But
they're saying I'm not going to be able to do it? I know, it's hard.
I'm not going to be able to wait 4 days.
Yeah, so they're saying the more you follow through, the timing changes, because you're standing your ground. It changes the outcome.
Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, thank you both so much, and you were great to talk to. And I appreciate it.
But don't sit at home doing nothing for 4 days. Go out and entertain yourself.
No,
be
I was gone all day today,
Live your life, yes, definitely.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much, both of you.
You guys have a great
evening. Have a good evening.
Thanks for coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go on to... If you want to give a call tonight, please do so. We got 50 minutes left. It's 9:40 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's January 4th, 2014. Kind of crazy, isn't it? It's 2014 already, so this is a great time for everybody to do those freaking things. Don't sit there and focus on your New Year's resolutions. Just focus on goals that you want to do and really tell yourself as one of those goals is to follow through this year, because this is going to be a fantastic year, I feel, for a lot of people. And the things you thought you couldn't happen might actually happen a little bit quicker, so therefore, put it out there. It's very important.
It's the lucky number 7.
Oh, yeah.
Zero is 2, plus 1 is 3, plus 4 is 7.
Well, that's the only January 1st because it was like 112, and 112 in my book also talks about that heaven's still working behind the scenes, so the manifestation, you should be seeing it come about. And if it doesn't, it just means there's a lot more things need to fall into place. But it's giving you hope and saying, put some faith in for that hope. Say, faith, I have faith and hope. Don't put hope by itself. Because I've heard people say that before. I hope it happens, but they whine. I hope it happens. So put just have faith and hope, and yes, definitely it's going to happen. Let's see, who we got? Okay, let's go into area code 337. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello, my name is Tamla, and I'm from Louisiana.
Okay, how you doing? Say hello to Christina. Where are you from? I was going to ask you when your birthday was for some reason.
Oh, okay. June 4th, 71.
June 4th. Wow. I mean, that's the reason I was thinking Christina's birthday was June 4th. I was waiting for you to call. Anyway, everything happened for a reason, right?
No, mine is June 6th.
Oh, June 6th.
Yes, I know that. But see, when we were talking, I thought yours was June 4th. And when I pick things up a couple of days later, something will come through that will fit that date, and here she is.
Okay.
So I got, and plus we had this nice little conversation. I'm like, I'll never forget your birthday now.
Bet. All right, Tamlin.
I was calling to see what you see for me in the love department coming up.
Let's go take a look on the love department. I think the door's locked. Anyway.
Well, I'm a relationship. Romantic relationship.
Well, Victoria's Secret was closed at 9, so we're out of luck.
Let's see. Are you going to, why do I, there's some kind of residual of a relationship, or you're in a relationship or something.
I'm not in a relationship. What it is, I've met someone a long time ago. He's I had a reading done, and come to find out he's my twin flame. And it's that's probably what you're picking up.
Yes. I also want you to sit and look at the situation, your twin flame and the ideal of that. Is that something you really want right now? Because that's one thing about twin flames. They definitely got to be on the same page. And plus with twin flames, I don't really distinguish between, I look at soul connections and that kind of stuff and soulmates and twin flame. I think it's just being really used and overused.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely see the soul connection. But the one thing a lot of people I've noticed that do, if two people are not on the same page, I don't care if they're soulmates, twin flames, whatever. It's also a sign.
Exactly.
And that's exactly
what's going on with us. We're not on the same mm-hmm. page. So I'm fine with it because I already know how we operate with each other. So my thing is out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, because what I was going to say was I had a lady I was doing a reading for, and she was being abused by a twin flame. That was actually her soulmate. Was being abused, beat up and everything. And she said since he was her soulmate, she had to stay there. And I said, I think so. Because he's not honoring the relationship. He's not honoring you, so he doesn't deserve it. He's not on the same page as she is. But she was told that you have to sit and go through all this crazy stuff with your twin flame and your soulmate, which is not true. You'll have infractions, and it won't be perfect rainbows and all that kind of stuff. But if you're both on the same page, everything will, you still have speed bumps, but you just go over smooth because you got someone to share it with. Even someone to actually put their own opinions on the whole thing, which gets different outcomes, more positive outcomes. But the situation you're talking about is the idea of focusing on, because I still feel like there's a soulmate coming in here in the next 2 months that would actually be something that would be a whole lot better for you. And the idea of just, not just compatibility, but it's the idea of being put in a position where you just freely love somebody without someone putting pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
And soulmates and twin flames, when people use those words, and they can't put pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
So your question is you're looking for a relationship right now, and I think you still have a lot of things that you're doing right now. Because like Christina told the last person, it was the idea, don't sit around and wait for things to happen. Don't sit around and wait to see if I'm right. It's the idea, make it happen. And the only way you can make it happen is live your life. You can't attract people in your life to share your life with if you're not living your life. What are you going to share with them? Because you're not even sharing your own life with yourself. And I feel like there's some things about the ideal expectations and waiting. And still, you can still feel the energy. And you really got to get into slow. You got to flow. but there's also a lot of things you want to accomplish. And I just feel like the more you focus on those, okay, guys, I'm going to sneeze. Anyway, there must be spirits here somewhere. I'm going to use that as an excuse anyway. So I see 2 months, but I also feel like you're not completely living your life and embracing who you are. And I think once you start really doing the work to do that, you're going to see that the timing will change where I'll be in a month. And I still feel like there's still some time that you need to do and you need to deal with. And I think it's going to be stuck at just about a month. But, you know, people freak out and say a month is a long time, really. 2013.
No, and you see, and I'm listening to you and everything, but I get out every day. I exercise. I do energy work. I do yoga, meditation. I get out and I mingle. It's just a connection that I have with this man. And my thing is, if it's meant to be, it'll be. What you know, and every time I get a reading, they always pick up on his energy. So my thing is this, I just leave myself open to the universe.
I'm just saying get rid of the
I'm sorry, is he a twin flame or is he just an old flame?
Oh, no, he's a twin flame because I had a reading done. And they told it to me, and I was just trying to understand the connection. And I found out years ago. And so just today we had a conversation, and it's a new year, and I was like, you know what, I just need to do some separation work, you know, just do what I need to do for me. And just
exactly.
Not have to, that's just where I'm at with that, that's all.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's, you know, got to connect in our history or, you know, and like I said, it'll be what it is when it needs to be that.
Right.
But in the meantime,
right,
you keep doing you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can do.
I mean, like you said, you know, yeah, because until the timing is right on something, then you're forcing something that's not supposed to be there yet.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of those, I'm thinking, remembering what you said about mingling. It's one of those things, realistically, for this to happen, you don't have to do nothing but be yourself and just live your life. There's nothing. Because a lot of people go out of their way, dating services and mingling and all those things, but those are intentional moves you're making to go out and think you have to do certain things. If you're in a situation where you think you have to do anything, then you're making a decision in the wrong direction because you don't have to do anything. Because you, like twin flames and soulmates, they're soul connections. Your souls already know each other, and that actually have known each other many lifetimes. So all you have to do is realize that your souls have already connected way before you even knew each other. So what is there to do but just embrace that spirituality? And
yeah, but I really wouldn't even call in about him. I really wish that his energy wouldn't ever come up in mine at all. I just was checking to see what you see for me in the romantic forecast. Because I'm not concerned about him. He can do his thing, and I'm going to do mine.
Well, really, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about a soul connection. Because I don't see him coming into your life, and the idea of being together anytime soon. I feel like there's someone coming in. That's what I was talking about before in the 2 months. But it comes off like a soulmate.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good night, Tamlin.
She's gone. Well, she was happy.
Yeah, I think she's tired of him.
Pretty much, because a lot of people get tired of the whole thing going, okay, you know. They put themselves in a situation, and like you told me before, not waiting, but they are sitting there definitely waiting. It's when they're not sitting on the couch with the newspaper going, okay, I'm waiting for this guy to show up. And I wish they'd stop doing that. Because once they stop doing the action, then the action has stopped. The attraction that we talked about, they come about with the action, so therefore, when she makes a step forward, he'll take a step forward. And she's right. I wasn't the first one to mention the person either. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What was you going to say?
Well, I was just saying, when she said, you know, he'll do his thing, I'm doing my thing. It's like it's not happening in this lifetime with him. So she's going on.
Yeah.
And with her doing her own thing, her yoga, and focusing on her, then that's what she needs to do, because the more she is in touch with herself, the more attractive she'll be to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she seemed like she got a handle on it, so I feel like it's gonna
be. Yeah, she's a strong woman. She's just been waiting a while, and she's almost at her rope's end.
Yeah.
Don't know if she'll last 2 months.
Yeah, I can get some visions there. Like, she's got these visions of strangling this person. Is that a mean
thing? Well, yeah.
It
takes quite a bit for a woman to say, he can do his thing because I'm going to do mine. Trust me. It takes a lot to reach that point.
Mm-hmm. So, on that note, I want to start inside. If you want to call in, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. We got 38 minutes and 33 seconds, but with this kind of show, we can stick around as long as we can to answer as many questions as we can, but we like to get them all in before the time runs out. Because everything gets recorded, so that's a good thing. But plus, my goal is always to sit there. If someone's in the queue, I always like to get to everybody. Plus, if you want to get a private reading, please call me at 740-500-8863 or come visit me at my freaking shop. Well, maybe we should say a little bit nicer. Come visit me at my shop. It's 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. It's called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. So join us. Right now, I wouldn't recommend a reading because I don't want to be on the snow. But if you call, I will be And I've done it before. I've actually done rings with snow on the ground in 26 degrees.
Doorway and freeze.
You know, I was serious about the other day. I said, my ass is frozen to the freaking chair, so I guess I'm one with the earth. And so I'm really grounded at that time. But give us a call. Go, and you can also check out our website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also have a page on there where you can actually listen to previous radio shows and that kind of stuff. But we also invite you to go to the archives. We've got some shows that have actually gotten some really good action growth. I mean, only exposure. They're listening to this thing. We had a show called "Change Your Life, Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life," and almost over 3,000 people gone back and listened just in the archives, which was kind of funny because we didn't really have a big audience that night. But boy, someone got a hold of it. We've had a lot of shows like that, which kind of amazes me, too. We like to keep it going. Mm-hmm. So check out the archives and learn what you can. If you didn't catch on the show, you can go back and listen to it again. Let's go to area code 13. Oh, that's 13. It's actually 313. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hello.
Well, how are you?
Y'all are talking about Atlantis today, right?
Yes, we did talk about Atlantis. And what, do you have a question about that? And say hello to Christina, too. Hello to Christina.
Yeah, I'm surprised I had missed that part of the show, but,
We haven't been talking about Atlantis. We wanted to.
Not today,
but
you have previous and previous shows.
Oh, yeah. I can't really tell you what show those are, but... Do you have a question?
I was just wondering if you was trying to tell some people about their past life in Atlantis or anything like that.
About your past life?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sorry, I didn't catch what your name was.
Oh, my name is Dwight.
Dwight.
Dwight. Think what a past life of his.
Yeah, like anything that was significant during that time, I was. I might have been there more than once or something, but maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you seem like you're fascinated with Atlantis, and I actually get the impression that you have a past life in Atlantis itself, and the ideal. It keeps saying the Third Kingdom, and it's been said that Atlantis was like Egyptian. They had the Old Kingdom, the Middle Kingdom, and the New Kingdom. And Atlantis also had the same thing, too, as well. That's how the Egyptians got a lot of their technology and a lot of the way they do things. So it came to me as you're the third destiny. Third destiny. Oh, gosh. Take a deep breath. In the third dynasty, which is actually the basic, the new kingdom that was in Atlantis. you're also a very strong. There's a connection with teaching and a fascination with meditation, which it seems like it came from that lifetime particularly. Because it seems like you can see a lot of people meditating, like group meditations and stuff. And I see you actually at the head of the whole thing, and you're the head of these classes. I've always been fascinated with Atlantis on that level anyway, and the idea when they were actually in good standards with, I guess you would say, the gods. That's all you could see is mass meditations. It's like walking, if you have any idea of Manitou Springs, it's like walking through this place, but instead of seeing the shops like we see here, it's basically like all, you know, meditations, chakras, Reiki, that kind of stuff. And they all have a tendency to do their own insights. I mean, I've gotten readings from unexpectedly from Reiki teachers and Reiki masters, because when they're doing energy work, they pick up a lot of things from you, your aura and that kind of stuff, which gives them history about you. Do you have any fascinations with meditation itself and the ideal, where you feel like you should be a teacher?
Yeah, a lot. Definitely past life and healing and stuff like that. Actually trying to rebuild that time, bring the everything that was involved with Atlantis, you know, the civilization, just bring that civilization back.
And you said you thought you were what?
Oh, I really don't know. I mean, hopefully I wasn't one of the snake worshippers. or you know, I'd rather...
Snake worshippers?
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying to make sure. I don't know. I just wanted to know how I was involved with that time.
The thing I get the most is the idea of your Atlantis 100 years. I keep saying 100 years before the flood, which means the idea of Atlantis and its demise. The thing I do for you is to get more research on the idea of Atlantis and that kind of stuff. Do some meditation, focus on those visualizations that you've had before and the one I just told you about, and you'll get more information for yourself.
Okay. You're really good at this stuff. Like the stuff I'm into is Unarius. I pretty much think that you got some of your information that you passed me from Unarius stuff. So, 100 years before the flood. So I wasn't here when the flood happened. That was weird.
No, you didn't. You know, you have to look at the situation, too, of reincarnation. Doesn't mean you wasn't there more than once, but it just seems like this is the one that you really need to really focus on the most, see if the information you're actually looking for. And then usually I've seen people do this before where they get more ideals or maybe even pick up a couple more past life they've had in Atlantis, because Atlantis was around for a lot longer than we can imagine. So, I mean, I'm just saying that's the information you should be focusing on now, so you won't really overload yourself now, okay?
You said so I won't.
Yes, it's like I'm getting information to help you to get started, and this is what you need right now.
Okay, I kind of have a sense where it's going to. The other day, I don't believe in magical coincidence, but synchronicity.
Right.
Like some people was talking about lucid dreaming and meditation, and it fits into some things that make sense for myself, where people go out, meditate, and help other people heal during their dreams, or help, you know, people who need, who probably discarnated spirits that need help out there during sleep and astral projecting and stuff like that. So that would be very interesting if I could get into that, if that was meant for me to do. That would be exciting because getting away from this material world.
Right. I'm just saying with the situations, what happens when you start picking up on the past lives, it helps you understand why you probably would have information that you can't understand why you do, why you know certain things and that kind of stuff. It's like knowledge you've brought here with that cult. So what they're saying, focus on that lifetime. You were a teacher then, too. And don't you want to be more? So as you focus on that, you'll get a lot more information. Because I think you're still just need to take, you need to take time to resonate, okay? That's what I get.
I got you. Or, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I'll have to go back into my studies, too. And
okay.
It's probably more of my positive bias during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
okay.
Pretty. Yeah. Thanks, Journey, man.
Well, you're welcome. And we're going to scoot on to somebody else, but thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that helps.
I was going to ask Christina if she had anything to add to that. But.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, Christina.
The only thing I would add is, you know, thinking about living in that was you have to be living now and look toward your future because sounds to me like you have a fairly clear path, you know, and we could always use more good teachers.
Yes, we could definitely use more spiritual teachers. Okay.
And if you didn't enjoy your history, then, you know, I'm passing on to other people and share your passion for it.
Yeah, that's very inspiring. I don't know if you was really breaking up there when it was my phone, but I got the gist of it. That was very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll go resonate with and join us on another radio show and tell us what you've
Okay, definitely.
That's the whole thing, but you have a good night.
Huh?
And it was really nice talking to you, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, just going to area code 541. Mm-hmm. 541.
Hi.
Welcome. Oh, how are you? What's your name?
Okay, this is Anna. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say hello to Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. You guys are snowed under in Colorado?
Well, actually,
he's
bit
in
of
Colorado. I'm in Kansas, and it's just cold here.
We got a half a foot of snow here.
So not as bad as
he keeps sending me pictures. He keeps sending me pictures going, look how pretty. And it's like, shut up. I hate you.
It is pretty.
Well, snow can be really pretty, especially when the light shines on it and it gets all crystally, sparkly.
Okay.
Well, when he lives in my favorite place in the world, it doesn't help.
Wait, you broke up. I didn't quite hear what you said there.
Well, and when the snow is also on in the area that's my favorite place in the world, it's even meaner.
Oh, well, then why are you in Kansas?
I know, I asked the same question.
I'm working on you there.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer.
I haven't hit yet. I'm waiting.
So what's your question tonight, Anna?
So my question is related relationships. I was involved with someone who is now seeing somebody else, and we're still friends, and I recently met somebody at a Christmas party where there were some sparks, and he said he would call, but he hasn't, but I'm having a feeling that the first relationship isn't totally over, and we still communicate, we're still friends, but...
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering what you see happening, and I'm not sure how far into I want to go if he decides to pick up where we left off, and I'm not quite sure. So I'm just kind of fishing here to see what you see.
What do you think, Christina?
My initial reaction is, if a man is that into you, he lost you.
Wait, you broke up again. If a man is into you.
I said, my initial thought is, when a man says he's going to call you, he'll call you. If he's really into you. If he said he'd call and he didn't call, then your connection was there that moment. But then later on, he whatever he's doing, and like you said, he was, there's something. You sound like a nice enough lady that I want to give him a second thought. You have somebody even better out there.
The connection is like really breaking up from Kansas, so I'm...
That's okay.
Oh, sorry.
I was listening to her talk, and I would do the same thing. I would give the guy a second thought. Do I see a reconnection in the future? Yes, I do. But also the situation, realistically, I'm trying to figure out, how can you classify this guy as a friend? Because I feel like some things were just not friend as being nice. And I feel like you should just forget. This is what I get. I feel like you should forget him completely. And then the idea, because you don't want to get, if he comes back to you and says, I want to start this where we left off, you broke up. I wouldn't want to start there. You know?
Yeah.
I would forget the whole thing. I would forget everything you ever had with this guy if you ever wanted to have anything new with him, because that's how it has to start. Because there's other things, I just don't think they're important. And the idea of having the opportunity that you want to have a relationship with this person, because that's what you want. Your expectation is, I want another chance with this person, but you can't go back. That's impossible.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, people have to watch what they're saying out of their mouth, because it's working against them.
Yeah.
It's the ideal. Not think about him at all. Forget the whole thing. Have faith and say, okay, this is going to happen. It doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. It's going to happen. But the more you let go of it, the quicker you let go of it, the more likely that chance is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's what I want to happen. That's what I'm not clear on. Because it's a long-distance relationship. So, he had started seeing somebody locally because we could never physically get together. And so, but I don't know how long it's going to last. And we're still in communication. We're still friends. And I've been letting go. But then it just came up recently. Somebody said to me, he might come back. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know that I want that, and if he does, is that what, are we supposed to get back together, my perspective is shifting on it, because I really did start letting go, and it's like, well, I don't want my heartstrings being pulled on for something that's never going to come together anyway,
Yeah, but I'm just saying, with the point, I've seen situations where a person just forgot the other person, and then they mysteriously came back into their lives, and they were able to do something without all that other stuff they were hanging on to. Excuse me. But I just feel like that's a big thing, because
I said, you're having allergy issues.
I think I'm allergic to my computer.
You don't have the flu?
No, I don't. I just, out of the blue, I just start sneezing. And we have a lot of activity here, because my friend said that she thought it might be that sometimes I sneeze because I have some spirits, and I can't smell one. Like, I had one friend of mine, we were driving in a car, and I come up smelling watermelon, but nobody else did. And then she looked at me, and she goes, well, my husband who passed away, that was his favorite fruit, was watermelon. So we knew that he was hanging with us, and sometimes I have a tendency to sneeze, and I sense these things around, so. And today's been the worst, but then again, we've had all the snow. I've been kind of kept in the place because it's freaking really cold too. But I'm back to what I was saying before. I've seen situations where people just forget, okay, and they let go. And even when people say certain things, they focus on what they feel and what they know. They say, okay, I know beyond a shadow of doubt this is going to happen, and then they just forget it again. Because they know that if it's not happening right now, the opportunity hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. And when it does, everything will just move right along. And I've worked with a lot of clients that came back to me and said, this person that, there was one particular one that was crazy too, because what had happened was they were like high school sweethearts and they split up. They went through marriage, divorce, kids. And about 6 years later, they both joined the same dating service and connected just like that, and they were married 6 months. So, you know, if you look at the situation, all they did was live their lives. And they
mm-hmm.
actually became a part of each other's lives. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Live, you know, just talk about the whole thing. I mean, look at the situation. Nothing physically they could have done, any human aspect that would have brought that about.
Mm-hmm.
It was universe. And I have a favorite word I use, and it's actually my favorite movie, called Serendipity, which means intentional accident. Nothing
mm-hmm.
happens by, everything happens for a reason. And the more faith you have in that, the less you have to focus on the person
mm-hmm.
until they are actually a part of your life. And that's what's going to bring it about. So therefore, you know, I do this. I'll go in a reading and I'll say, you know, this is what we're not going to talk about. I'm going to ask questions, and if I don't ask you anything pertaining to a certain person you pick up, I'm going to ask you, why did you bring it up in the first place? Are you looking for a reaction? Because you're going to get one. So look at the situation, because a lot of times there are psychics who do not have respect for you, because my angel is telling me what to say and what not to say. So I have information that's given to me for me to make decisions accordingly. I don't have to know everything about the other person. And by following my guidance and the actions I need to do, those things will happen. But a lot of people are focusing too much on the other person and saying, why is this person not doing this? Well, the thing is, I saw this the other day, a girl was like, I'm looking for a guy to respect me for who I am. But the one problem she had, she couldn't do it. And she couldn't figure why it was always this problems and issues. She had to go back within herself and ask herself, you know, you're not being true to yourself by allowing these people to be themselves as much as you want the opportunity to do the same. So when we start focusing on the other person, the one thing we're not doing is focusing on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, what brought about the ideal connections and soul connections and all these relationship things is most people always say, I wasn't looking for a relationship. Well, the norm is, you know, by living your life and being true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
that's when you get a person who comes into your life, because you're being yourself, complete self.
Yeah.
This is me. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you attract those people into your lives because, you know, it's a sign. Okay, when you meet the person, the only thing you have to do is continue to be yourself. And I think that the situation you're talking about, the timing changes on it dramatically as you focus and maintain the respect for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you catch yourself thinking about a person and what they're up to and that kind of stuff, tell yourself, he's not here. So why do I need to know? Because you don't.
Well, I'm just wondering if somebody else is coming into the picture.
About a month.
Okay. Well, that'll be something to look forward to, a little bit of fun on other levels.
Okay.
I've got a full plate of stuff.
And hold it dear to your heart that someone's coming into your life. Let it go. It'll happen
mm-hmm.
quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Christina?
Like I said, I think she's, you know, she's better than that, and she knows that, and her time is more kind of worrying and learning about him, and her reaction about somebody possibly coming back is right there is a clear sign that you don't want it, so...
I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings because for the past year, I've wanted this relationship very much, and I went through a lot with him. But my point of view is shifting, you know, so, and that doesn't mean that it couldn't happen and it wouldn't evolve to another higher level, you know, but, you know, I don't know. I don't want it to be exactly where it was, that's for sure, because...
Mm-hmm.
Dead, been there, done it, you know.
No, I understand.
We certainly have to evolve to a higher level, otherwise what would be the point, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing that
exactly.
he has a lot of things to go through, a lot of growth issues that he's working on, and he needs to work on them, and, you know, that he's working on them with other people. Good for him. He needs to do that, you know. So that's
I wish
not,
it was.
You know, it's not even my issue anymore. You know, it hurt at first, but it's like, well, good for them, you know. Get it out of the way because it needs to be gotten, mm-hmm. you know. But,
right.
I'm not holding out for him to come back. It was kind of a surprise when someone said to me that, you know, that he most likely would be coming back again. I'm like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting that, you know, so I'm just, you know,
well, it
curious.
Sounds like you just have to be, it to me then that, you know, you're supportive, but nothing else. You're on a different level than you.
I wish I could have heard what you just said. I heard about every third syllable.
Sorry.
I know the stuff online.
Yeah, you probably then could just be a supporter, you know, he'll be in your life and be a supporter to him, but I wouldn't be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are on a better, you're on a better path, and you can see, you know, you can see better things for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And better people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he and I will always be friends no matter what. It's, you know, we just
mm-hmm.
are friends, so, you know.
Okay.
We have a strong soul connection, and that's not going anywhere, you know. What he said to me is like, well, you know, if you were here, it'd be different, but, you know, you're not here, and we're always going to be soulmates, you know. And I said, well, what does that mean to you, you know? And, you know, I haven't thought about it that much, but, you know, it's just, well, I can feel you, you know. I know you. I can feel you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's part of it, you know. Yeah, you know, so I have mixed feelings.
Yeah. That's the other thing, reason, it's again another reason why I should let go of it, just completely, because when you let go of things and you're not thinking about them, actually the solution or the realization will come to the surface where you can actually utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. There's no reason to make a decision about anything right now.
No, there's no decision at all. I'm just
mm-hmm.
watching what comes up for me, you know, so that I'm sorting through my own perspective of what's past emotion, what's learned emotion, what's reactive emotion, what's patterns, you know, and what's real.
Mm-hmm.
And where do I impact my reality from my own choice, from my higher perspective, not just out of habit of lifetimes of doing something.
Right.
You know, conscious choice. So, break the patterns and move on, you know.
That's
so
when
I have education,
exactly.
They meet there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Also, you get a chance to come back and tell us how things are going in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Because we're going to move on to somebody else, but.
All right. Well, thank you.
New
Year.
Yeah. And you have a good night. And definitely can you call back together.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, let's see.
Sorry. It's nice to sit around waiting for somebody to make up their mind.
Say what?
Come on. I said she was too nice of a person to sit around waiting for somebody to make up their mind. You know, it's long distance like that. Forget it. It's not worth the energy. You know, when you're such a person who has that energy, you know,
mm-hmm.
go out there and do something with it instead of keeping it reserved for somebody who honestly doesn't sound like he deserves it.
Yeah, it's like the idea of using the word soulmate as an excuse to justify his own actions. So he can go do whatever he wants, but he's really not honoring that connection. I don't think so,
anyway. He's nice. He wants to stay nice because he, you know, it's somebody who's nice and she's probably, you know, she's a nice person and probably fun to talk to, upbeat, and people like upbeat energy. But I'm sorry, she, you know, there's better out there.
Yes, definitely, and I still feel like something's going to come up really quickly, too, because we got a month, but If she keeps doing the work she's doing and focusing on her, it'll happen quicker. I'm going to... Let's go to area code 931. Area code 931, welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hi,
speak up just a little bit more because I'm barely hearing you.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Say hello to Christine.
Yeah, that's better.
Hello, Christine.
My
name is Jethro.
Did we get your name? There it is.
My name is Jethro. I just wanted to call in and ask you a question about my CP collection. I was wondering if you could foresee it increasing in size in a few years, possibly.
Did you say your LP collection?
My CP.
Oh.
P is in chat, P is in Paul.
It's child porn. I'm masturbating to it right now.
Really? And this is how I feel about this kind of conversation. Goodbye.
I'm going to mess.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Oh, my God.
There you go. I know. We got to go through some shows. We got to go through some crazy stuff. All right. So. And he actually wanted to adjust his volume so we could hear the whole thing. Isn't that kind of crazy? But I'm surprised that I actually took that so calmly, because I usually don't.
I was trying to figure out what CP stood for.
I'm still trying to figure out CP.
CP. He was like, CP. So I was like, crystal power? What's he talking about?
CP stands for crazy bastard, okay? Thank you.
Oh.
So... Let's go to this next call. I'm kind of like hesitant because it's a private caller, but let's go ahead and see what's up. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, how are you? What's your name?
Hey.
Hello. Hi, how are you? My name is Felicia.
Say hello to Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Did you say Alicia or Felicia?
Felicia.
Felicia, okay.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Gorgeous.
Okay. All righty. Well, Happy New Year to the both of you.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'm looking to move soon. Do you see me finding an apartment this month, or do you see me moving soon?
I like a question when a person is very specific about certain things, because I have people call in and go, am I going to be moving anytime soon? And I said, yes, in the 5 minutes, you're going to be moving from the kitchen to the living room.
Well, I wish that's funny. I mean, physically moving out of the apartment that I am now, moving into a new apartment or to something differently.
I get a 2 month frame. I get 2 months. That's what I get right now.
2 months?
Yeah, you're too much. Yeah, but it also keeps saying that you've got to be specific and you actually keep your mind open for what you want and don't settle for nothing.
Okay, I totally agree with you. I just do not want any type of an apartment. I want something where I'll be, where I will be comfortable and happy.
Yeah, you're looking for home. Home.
Yes, a home. Yes. So you said within 2 months? Okay, so within 2 months?
Yeah, this is the thing. If I say 2 months, it means 2 months. If I say within 2 months, realistically, the more you change your perception and get more descriptive, the sooner it's going to happen. So it's in the next 2 months.
Okay, in the next 2 months. Okay, that sounds good. And next question is, do you see me paying more than $1,000 a month for rent, or do you see me paying something under?
I keep getting $1,250.
Okay, that's reasonable. Do you see a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom?
If
I pay $1,250, I might want to go for a two-bedroom.
Anything you want to add, Christina?
That's your... I don't do that. I'm the one just to help with the relationship stuff.
Okay. Well, see, we look at it like this. She wants to find a home. So realistically, it's like having a relationship with where she's going to be moving to. And I think it's very important that description is more about her than it is about an apartment.
Yeah. Right now, I'm really not looking for a relationship. But, Christina, since you did speak on the topic of relationships, do you see that happening maybe in the fall of 2014? I just want to be clear that I don't. I'm not really picky, but I just can't settle for someone less than me. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just gonna, yeah, that's the one thing I thought about relationships. My crazy thing about this, Christina, is people call me up and say, I want a relationship. And then they don't open themselves up to it, so I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't mind potentially looking, but I just don't want to make the first person that I meet or first person that, okay, make him a boyfriend. I think I kind of want to take my time with the person. I mean, I meet guys, don't get me wrong, but I'm not into talking to this guy because he has a car. I'm kind of looking for something deeper than that. I'm looking for the right person. I mean, I'm definitely open to meeting guys, but I just kind of, you know, I may have to write my little list out what I'm really looking for in a man. So, yeah.
I was just waiting for Christina to say something.
Oh, okay.
I think she's got a pretty good hand. What she wants. She doesn't need us.
Well, I think I may start to look for someone in the fall of 2014. Do you think that's a good time to start looking?
I think it's going to happen about the same time you move.
It is. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Because I think you really need to change a lot of your environment. The energy's actually, the energy comes to me is very bad. It's a lot of negativity and a lot of residuals from past stuff, too, as well.
You mean the environment that I'm in now, or are you talking about past boyfriends?
Well, I'm not going to go into any details because I don't need to. Because they keep saying what you need to do when you move into this new place. You need to sage it 3 times.
Okay.
You also need to sage yourself in the same process of cutting anything that could be brought with you.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
And then
I totally agree.
And then the process of moving.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like once you get settled in, you're going to meet somebody. I keep getting a neighbor.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, no, see, sweetie, you're moving. You're moving, so you'll have new neighbors.
Okay.
You got to look at it that way. Not the current neighbors, but the new neighbors.
I live in New York City, so it's good. Okay.
All right.
Okay, sounds cool. Thank you so much, guys. It was fun talking with you.
You too. You have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Okay, let's go to the next caller real quickly. It looks like a Skype caller, Tom Green. Isn't Tom Green like a comedian?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I started calling in because I'm having lots of trouble. See, I'm going through puberty right now, and I was wondering if you see my penis getting any larger in the future.
No, but I see him being a bigger asshole in the future. Have a good day. All right.
What
did you like that one? This is getting really interesting. All right.
I'm trying to get.
No, I think he's kind of bragging about something he really doesn't got.
Well, yeah, his voice didn't drop low enough for it to be impressive.
It sounded like someone kicked him in the freaking balls, okay? His voice
exactly.
Really. So I'm going to build to this next caller. I'm hoping it's better. This one here is...
Yes, hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, I'm very good. I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Say hello, Christina.
Hey, Christina, how's it going?
Good, and your name was?
Oh, my name's Henry. I'm really happy to be on the line here. Hey, guys, I just want to say to everyone out there, listen, give these guys a break, okay? They, you know what? These stupid calls, they're wasting a lot of precious time, and you could be wasting that time, you know, getting ammunition, preparing for a violent revolution instead, you know, trying to conquer Obama and take down the government. That's what I think you should be focusing on, or selling drugs. You should be selling some marijuana, sell some magic mushrooms, sell some LSD, sell some MDMA, and, I mean, make the world a better place.
Okay.
No, I just think that Hitler did nothing wrong, and we got to recognize that here. We got to recognize that Hitler was a great man, and he was just trying to progress Germany after the disaster of the Weimar Republic. I don't think that anyone could refute this. I mean, Hitler was a man who pursued his own agenda. He was a man who was a doer. He wasn't like Obama. Obama, he's just trying to make us into socialist pigs. I mean, Hitler was a man who tried to reform his society. He tried to kick the cancer out like a good can of ravioli. I mean, I love my ravioli. I love all sorts of ravioli, especially lobster ravioli. It's the best kind, personally. I like to shove lobster ravioli up my asshole, actually, while I suck on some big, hard cocks.
Well, interesting.
But,
taking a deep breath.
Johnny. Hit the button.
Yeah, I got rid of that one. I think I recognize this number. I'm hoping anyway. Bryant8120. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm all right.
That's good.
Can you hear me?
I'm doing, yeah. How about you? Christina, can you hear him?
I can hear
him. Hey, Christina.
Can hear him.
So what's up? How can we help you?
Today is my birthday, and I was wondering if you guys are giving out readings. What do you see?
Do you want a reading because it's your birthday on?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just want a reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Above Philadelphia, around Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area.
Okay. I'm originally from Ohio, so I know that area pretty well.
Okay.
I used to go to Newcastle quite a bit.
All right, I'm up in Ben Salem.
Okay. Was there anything particular that you'd like to focus on?
Just in general. You know, since it is my birthday, I figure things would be clearer for you to read.
I'm just saying if I'm hesitant, I'm just too many people tonight have kind of, like, taken advantage of the situation. Diverted things. You know, it's one of those
situations. Like the trolls?
Say what?
Yeah.
Talking about the trolls that's been calling those crazy people.
Yeah, the trolls. And
yeah.
Wish we could actually knock down the bridges so they go away.
The question is a little easier to deal with because it's so much.
What do you see this year of 2014?
Actually, I was talking to you, I pulled a card. It's the Three of Raphael, and it's basically talking about you have lots of reasons to look for celebration this year. You need to focus.
Ooh.
Exactly on what you want. And it's going to be a year of basically what I would call magical, where things are going to happen that's even going to surprise you to the point where you're going to start thinking, okay, that was great. What can I do next?
Cool.
That's a good one. Shows the ladies coming into your life, too, as well.
What?
I get the impression there's a significant person coming into your life because she keeps coming off as the Empress. The number three to me is a definite indication of a relationship. It's two people who create something between the two of them, number three.
Okay. I'm single, so that sounds good.
Yes. And she'll come off to the point where she, it's like coming together and having some kind of amazing, not just connection, but seeing really positive things happen in your own life as much as she would see positive things happen in her life, which means it's a great connection. But you don't have to be together all the time. So it gives a sense of knowing. and having faith in what you've created.
Cool.
So go ahead and make plans. Be creative. Because you're going to accomplish odd things this year. It's going to make like last year like non-existent. Very positive.
That sounds great. Last year was challenging.
I think we all need that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds great. Yeah.
So take the information, let it resonate with you, and start creating. Start attracting the opportunities. Because you're going to have some opportunities or you're going to hesitate. But it says you should follow through with them with confidence because what you've put out there is now coming back. All righty?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the show. And give us a call back later on in the year and tell us what's going on.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks for
that. You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Happy night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm taking a deep breath, and there's another caller in the queue. I'm not sure about these people, but let's say hello. This is area code 313. I wasn't sure if you want to come back on the air or not, but here you are.
You know what? Hey, I had a call back. I got my phone, my car dropped.
It's Mr. Atlantis, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I yes, guess while I'm back on here, I thought about something that I really wanted to ask. It just came to me after we cut off, but it was said that like some people at that time, they was trying to be teachers and stuff, but they ego took over, and so they thought they was the teachers that like was came here,
mm-hmm.
Like the angels who came here to teach and everything. But they really wasn't what they thought they were. So was that what like a part of what I was a part of?
Mm-hmm. And it's like this: you got to watch where you get your information from, because the idea of Atlantis itself was a civilization that was around for a long time, and they were teachers. They were what they said they were. It's the idea of getting in a situation of doing this for so long, and getting away from the teachings they were. It's like when I've seen people who do readings and stuff, they kind of forget that when you give somebody a reading, the information you give to somebody else more likely also pertains to you. What they were doing was they got ego, they got self-centered, and they wasn't listening to the guidance that they were teaching others and also reflect them to keep on the path. And actually, the Atlanteans didn't know about the doom that was coming because a lot of them left before anything happened. I mean, you have a few that were just not really listening, focusing and that kind of thing. But the majority is, well, they found certain civilizations that are around the area where Atlantis was. And most of those cities, there was one city, it's taken 10 years just to uncover half of it. They've never found bones. They never found skeletons. So they all knew what was going to happen. They all left. That's why we have this influence of it. You were in Egypt. That was like one of the last times I can see that you were in Egypt. And I think it's like you didn't see the flood, but I think there's more to it, that you actually left before that even happened and then heard about it, and you actually fled. Because, I mean, think about it. They're teachers, they're psychics, they just knew all these things, and there were some people that were, it's like our society, we have people that don't listen. They don't listen to anything. They're very arrogant, and they think they know everything. And then we have the other people, like, you know, we're all teaching and that kind of stuff. So you got to remember, it's a civilization. So there's many, many kinds of people in the civilization. There's people who are actually doing the work. There are actually people who respect that and the idea of certain things, but there were other people that were not. So I get the impression you were very respectful, but you also had a sense about things, and you left. It actually says that you were one of the Atlanteans that actually was in a position that prompted the Egyptians to stop wandering the desert and start creating a civilization, because I get the impression you're actually one of the first pharaohs. But you're mean. You didn't like being taken out of your environment, so there are certain things that happened too. sounds like I get the impression you were the second pharaoh. And if you do any history about the first pharaohs, they were pretty ruthless because they were living in Atlantis and all this stuff and being great. Great environment, positive, and then they get stuck in the desert. They wasn't too happy. So they had a tendency to take it out on their followers. But you guys did some great stuff in the idea of starting an Egyptian culture, because Egyptians, the one thing people always wondered, especially scientists, why the Egyptians, because they're nomads, they're wanderers. Why did they stop and start building this great civilization, these great monuments and stuff like that? It's because it's like your insight. You're getting an idea of what Atlantis looked like in some ways. There are some things that were in Atlantis that would defy reality that you cannot conceive. And maybe you could conceive since you were there once before, but it's like the idea, why did the Atlanteans build a freaking civilization next to a volcano? Because it's actually said that the island of Crates was, if you see it, it's just a rim now. But it used to be a great volcano that exploded and destroyed the whole island. That's why we can't find Atlantis, because realistically it is gone. The city of Atlantis is anyway. But I do believe there's other outposts. So the scientists who keep saying they found Atlantis, those are just bits and pieces of like outposts of Atlantis and that kind of stuff too. But you took your knowledge to Egypt, created certain things, but the Egyptians were not really easy people to work with. They didn't want to know anything. They felt like they knew everything. Plus they wanted to wander. They always wanted to leave. So they to organize these people to go, hey, we're going to build some pyramids, which were actually engines based on chemical reaction and certain things. So you bring all this technology. It was like, I was sitting talking to someone about the Egyptians used to have batteries of electricity where they used to gold plate things. And you'd like, you don't come up with portable sources if you don't have a main source. Why would you come up with a battery? Why would you even conceive of a battery if you didn't already know what electricity was? So take that. A lot of information. I'm just saying, there was one thing that came to me, do some research with the first pharaohs of Egypt and the Old Kingdom. And I think you're going to jar some memories of your own where you can actually get an idea of even more depth of the situation, not just being in Atlantis, but also being in Egypt. Okay?
Okay, yeah. You say I was with them or I was one of them?
Thank you.
Okay.
I always want to thank my angels because they give me a lot of information that
right.
The books have kind of like got it wrong. I mean, I was sitting there talking about, I did some research on the scientists who said they found, each one of these scientists keeps saying they found Atlantis. So I'm going, yes, you did, but you only found an outpost, like Roman, like the Romans had outposts, you know? And when the Roman Empire fell, those outposts still thrived. Okay, it was just the government that fell. Society itself, in some sense, where it just still thrived. So it's the idea that these scientists have found these things. They're just giving us more insight on how big was Atlantis, how much influence did it really have.
Yeah, we're going to soon discover everything. They're going to rise back to the surface, and there's some pharaohs that's in stasis, or whatever you call it.
That's what we're all striving to get back to, spirituality and the foundation, because that's where we came from. Atlantis was, there's actually been also research done on, it's called the first people, and they were actually the research has been going along where they think they were actually Atlanteans, because these people actually were advanced like Atlanteans, but they were way before the dinosaurs. And they feel like the Atlanteans knew not just crystals, but also portals, and like the Stargate. People think that
right.
Information about the Stargate is the ideal suppressed memories, not the ideal creating from your creativity, creating these books and these movies and stuff. These are actually things that, because all these things, it's kind of funny, the Stargate and things like that, they're all based in Egypt. That's because
yeah.
Some people can't really conceive the idea of Atlantis, so therefore they would take it back to Egypt, not realizing, in some sense, the word, they're one and the same. Just different people.
You know, that's like, I was just talking to somebody earlier about how people write movies and stuff, all the artists and musicians, they will all tell you that when they start creating, they go into the state
a mental mind state, like mm-hmm. everything else around them disappears, and they get into the zone, what they call flow, and these ideas start coming to them. And I never put it the perfect way like this, and it makes sense. They hypnotize right. themselves. They hypnotize themselves, and they get into like just like somebody who is hypnosis, whatever you call them, they would hypnotize themselves and they'll go into this hypnosis state, and they'll start getting these ideas, and really they going back into their past memories and their ideas and their lives, and these ideas will start coming, just like somebody forget really from their past life.
Sometimes it can be classified as a form of channeling too. We all channel somewhat, because it's like when you're daydreaming and you're focusing, it's a form of channeling. Some people don't realize what they're doing.
It's kind of weird. Like I can actually see now, like when I put it into those words,
mm-hmm.
I can actually now. I know it's just that simple. You just hypnotize. You know, you just hypnotize yourself. And remember, mm-hmm. recall all these old, lost memories.
Self-hypnosis.
Self-hypnosis. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, this thing with the pharaohs, I guess I'm going to learn. It was awesome. So so you said we was in the middle of the desert and we start building. Obviously, some other individuals that wasn't from here came to help, right? Or they was already here and they
You talking about aliens?
Yeah.
I've watched a series on History Channel called Alien Astronauts, and I think they got the A right, but I think it's not aliens, actually. Atlantean, because I was looking at the runways, I was looking at actually progression of technology. If you look at our society, we have runways we don't use no more. We have certain things that we abandon in favor of technology, advancements, and that kind of stuff too. So the idea of looking at aliens, if aliens came here from another planet, they had these really advanced technology, they'd probably be past the propulsion thing, because it's realistically not feasible to use that kind of power to get any kind of distances. But when you look at the Stargate, and there's actually, I saw one episode where they were talking, I think it's in Utah, I'm not sure, but it's a wall that's got a door carved in it, and they think it's actually, because there's a little thing in the middle of it where it looks like you put a pendant or something to activate the portal. Okay, so what I look at is somebody's using wormholes or tapping into the dimensions to travel on the same planet. I'm not saying aliens didn't come here. It's actually been said that Atlantis, they didn't just have a great ship port, but they also had a Stargate, and aliens were coming from other planets and that kind of stuff. So, but when we look at this planet and we look at runways in Peru and stuff like that, that just looks like Atlanteans in the heyday when they first discovered their own flight and their own technology. When there's actually a lot of pendants and stuff that were actually made into actual models that do fly, and there was actually one they found in an Egyptian tomb of a hang glider. It's a miniature, but they thought it was kind of funny. If these people made this in the image of a bird, it wouldn't have a rudder. It would have, you know, it would look like a bird. But if you look at the idea of a glider has a rudder. And this thing was just made just like that. But this is like 4,000 years ago. So I think what we're looking at is Atlantis had to start somewhere with their technology. And they used to, I mean, come on, think about it. Aliens, what would an alien need a runway to land? I mean, you just flew basically thousands and thousands of miles to get here, which takes great mm-hmm. technology. They were talking about the markings in the desert, too, these big figures. And they go, well, this is for the aliens so they could actually find the planet. Has anybody watched Star Trek? They got sensors. They got all this stuff. But they know exactly what they're going into before they even come to the planet. So, therefore, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at technology in a different way, that it actually originated from here. That's why we have runways, because Atlantis, I'm sure they started somewhere. And those are things that they abandoned. Because also, that thing is kind of, that most people didn't look at it first, is all those peaks have peaks out there in Peru. except for the one where the runways are. So somebody had to have some great technology to remove those, to move that whole freaking complete top. And actually, they didn't find any filter either. So whoever leveled it basically eliminated the whole thing. So they're thinking lasers were actually used to do it. And there's actually been evidence that in Egypt they were actually using lasers too, because there's certain things about, like, the pyramids themselves. Okay, if you look at the technology they had back then, they used to use copper chisels and hammers and all kinds of stuff. You cannot get that kind of precise cutting on a freaking block like that to fit together, because the pyramids were actually, when they were actually entered for the very first time, they were completely sealed. And there's no mummies or anything like that been found in those things. And plus, the chambers were actually named by the people who went into the pyramids. So we really know what those chambers are. So they just named them the Queen's Chamber, the King's Chamber, because they were going by their society. And the king was always above everything. But realistically, if you do the research, the king and the queen were actually on the same level. They both had equal power, unless you got really a dick for a pharaoh. But usually on the norm, they were pretty much leveled out. Okay, so when you look at that kind of thing, plus the pyramid was sealed. That's why they're looking at it as more of a machine than actually housing something in it. Because all those chambers, if you look at them, they look like certain things where you would take chemicals and combine them in certain ways. So it's kind of like, that's what I'm saying. And they had that kind of technology, so it had to come from somewhere. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about. And I would really like to sit here and talk to you, but realistically, I really have to go. And when I say I have to go, I mean I really got to go.
Yeah, all right. Try to look into Unarius.
Huh?
Try to look into Unarius, I think. I don't know if you ever looked into that, but.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have, but you never know.
It's kind of
Christina.
Up with me, so I didn't catch it. Yes.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Huh?
I thought you said something. I'm sorry.
I said I couldn't understand what he said either because it was kind of breaking up on me.
It's no problem.
Unarius, Christine.
I think I got it.
Unarius.
Okay. I will check that out. And you catch up with us and catch up with us this week. We're doing some shows this week, so. But we gotta get going.
All right, Chief. Good night. Happy New Year. Right.
Good night.
You too. Good night. Have a good one. And that is the show for tonight. So, Christina, how'd you feel?
I felt fine. I just think the next time I do this, I either have to be there in Manitou or go down to the studio and hook myself up there because my country connection sucks.
I'm just saying, you can also use your phone.
Well, and then trying to moderate the chat room was difficult because sometimes it would let me block people and then it wouldn't let me do it because then I would lose the connection so I couldn't do it. So they were writing all kinds of ridiculousness.
Yes, welcome to my world. I could find better things to do myself.
Like, and then one of the people in the chat was Kathleen or whatever from MSP. And so
mm-hmm.
I was just like, girl. Move on. He's got somebody who's closer and is more convenient, but she's not always available. So the time that she's not available, I hope she's off track to go see you. And then she goes, oh, I did get a reading that somebody said there was somebody with a C around him, but I would win his heart eventually. And it's like, that's fine. But somebody calls me stupid. And think I'm stupid. I'm kicking his ass to the curb.
I hear you.
Not put up with that.
So the way you can call me.
She got divorced 16 years ago. She was married to her ass, and she didn't want to be there again.
No. Christina.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you call me on the phone? Because I can only hear every other word you say.
I'll hang up then and call.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, why not? Bye-bye.